And welcome back to Reaction Cast. It's your host Jesus, aka Tyrant Dominus, here to give you another movie review. This time around, we're gonna be talking about the Super Mario Brothers movie.
Bowser is coming.
I'm not afraid. I'll do anything for my brother.
We're going to save him.
Yes!
So once again, we are getting a adaptation of a video game movie, and how does this one go about? If you saw some of the trailers, some of the announcements, this is a very, you know, star-studded cast, so there are some already preconceptions. And as of recording this, the reviews for this film is very mixed. Critically, it is not doing well. But you know, I'm never one to like feign judgment without myself seeing it. But I did have some preconceptions with kind of the cast and some of the trailers. It was looking like it was going to be good. I was a little bit worried about Chris Pratt reprising Mario. So that's like, you know, what are we going to get ourselves into? I'll start by saying visually, this movie is great. You can't beat Illumination's basically their animation and visuals. Like, they are great. If you've seen any of their franchise in the last couple years, be it the Despicable movies, the Minion movies, the Secret Lives of Pets, Sing, those movies look really good as far as animated films are concerned in these 3D fashion, basically. So yeah, visually, the movie looks really good. Now, I'll start by saying now the performances I actually enjoyed. Jack Black for sure is Bowser. There are moments where you see just Jack Black peek into the Bowser performances. You know, like, it's more Jack Black than Bowser. But, you know, it's fine because, you know, it's just like a very interesting portrayal of Bowser. It's a little bit more surprising. The trailers really kind of maybe obfuscate some of the things you thought Bowser was going to do, but it is Bowser, and if you kind of have some Mario lore, Bowser is Bowser. And it worked for this storyline. Like I said, the rest of the crew, Peach, who was Peach played by? Is it Anya? I think it's Anya. I might be messing up her name, but it's like Anya Taylor-Joy. She does a good job as Peach. I bought her performance. Charlie Day as Luigi. Very underutilized, I feel, I'll be honest. Does a good job. And for sure, Chris Pratt as Mario. This is what I was worried about. I'll say now, as the film progressed, I was fine. I bought it. You know, I didn't really see any, like, didn't bug me much at all. Like, at first I was like, is this gonna be, no. Towards the mid end of scene, I bought Chris Pratt as Mario. I will say Seth Rogen's performance of Donkey Kong was less enthusiastic for me. And it was like, it was one of the more cringier ones, I'll be honest. But yeah, let's now jump onto the main, like, meat of this film, the plot, basically. Like I said, I'm not going to be spoiling anything, but, you know, you get the basic semblance that the trailer is portraying is Mario somehow ends up in the Mushroom Kingdom and has to rescue his brother from Bowser with the help of Princess Peach, and along the way, you know, lessons are learned and things like that. You know, I feel this film's plot feels a bit rushed. This movie's roughly about like 90 minutes long, so about an hour and a half, and I feel certain scenes are rushed. There's very like lackluster character development. And this is also just saying, this is a kids movie, you know, I'll start, you know, that's kind of what I was jumping into. It's just like, you know, I'm watching a kids movie, and for sure there are moments where, like, you know, the pacing is just like next scene, next scene, next scene. And I'm like, I kind of want to be back in the last scene for like a few more moments. There are a lot of scenes like that. It just feels like a lot of things were like rushed, and a lot of moments were like underutilized or just like left hanging. Not to say that it was bad, it's just like it could have been expanded upon more, developed more as far as characters and stuff like that. It's pretty like one-noted a lot, you know, it's just very one note. And it works for a kids movie, but you know, some kids movies they do a decent job to expand upon on certain characters and like actually have a very integral like character storyline going. And this one's just pretty underwhelming, I'll be honest. But yeah, besides that, you know, you get a plethora of references, like moments, like there's so much, like from beginning to end, there's like always so much. You just want to pause the movie and just nitpick everything, for sure. The other thing I'll say is the score and music to this. If you heard a little bit, there's some trailers out there that showcase a little bit of the music. Like they do, when it comes to like video game music being adapted into films, they did a good job. The score for this, for a lot of the mixes they did, were really fun, and I liked how they integrated here and there, adding a little bit of twist here and there, a little bit of Jack Black right there. Like I liked it. It was funny. I was confused sometimes, but it worked. The thing I will say that bugged me was some of the music. Like I understood in the like act one of the thing using more modern music, but it just felt, why did they have to continue using more modern music and just didn't use a proper score? And it was like, this is kind of more of an Illumination thing. I could see like they really play on music, and you know, it just didn't fit some scenes. I'm like, I see what they're trying to do. I'm like, they could have just done a fun like Mario remix score and it would have worked even better. But yeah, that's kind of my gripe there. Some of the score was just underutilized. There were some like original mixes in there, original like music there, that were like, okay, that's fun. But yeah, it's just, I just felt super underwhelmed when it came to the music. Like act one's music, like, okay, I'm following. And then the second the Mushroom Kingdom hits, I wish they just didn't do it. That's where I felt like, that's disappointing. That's kind of some of my bigger gripes there. Like I said, the plots just felt a little rushed. Music was just a little too much. The score was great though, and the animation's fun. The acting is reasonably good, give or take some characters. The comedy here, it's like I said, it's a kids movie, but there are some like fun one-liners. One character in particular, in my opinion, has a lot of good one-liners, they are fun and enjoyable. You get a lot of those in the you get like a few of those in the trailer, but man, do they give this person some lines to read that are really fun to listen to. Besides that, comedy's just pretty all right. Like I had some laughs. The crowd I was with had some good laughs. The only thing I'll other say is there is a mid and end credit scene, so if you are one of those people that are wondering if there is some here and there to like, should I get up and leave or not, you know, there we go. You know, you can stay if you are more than interested. Does it lead to anything in the future? Possibly. This is Illumination. You can tell by their franchises, they have so much out there. Would I want more of the Super Marios? That's the real question here when it comes to this. Like, this, at the moment, it wasn't a bad movie. Like, would I watch it again? If someone invites me and they haven't seen it yet, I would probably watch it again. Just to kind of see some of the more other references I probably would have missed, or Easter eggs and stuff like that. But I would not go out of my way to go see it again, to be honest. Yeah, I would not, like, you know, like, oh yeah, I want to go see it one more time. There's nothing really, like, remember, like something like memorable about this film. Like, it's a fun movie. I'm glad I watched it. I had some fun. And yeah, it was just an average film. It feels like they're going to continue on, and we'll see where that entails. But for the moment, I'm happy I watched it. I enjoyed it. I had a couple good laughs. I had some fun moments. Act 3 for sure was the underwhelming part of the thing. Kind of some plots were like, it wasn't like, you know, like the finale, like, felt underwhelming because some moments were like, wasn't earned here. Like, all right, well, I'll let it go. Fine. Just let it just be fun and goofy. But, you know, there's moments like it could have been earned and more deserved. So yeah, those are my thoughts on this film. So I'm going to give the Super Mario movie, or the Super Mario Brother movie, I'm going to give it a 6 out of 10. It's above average. It was fun. You know, with movie, like video game movies coming out, or video game series coming out, you know, like The Last of Us did a fantastic job. The Sonic movies are doing a good job. And like now seeing the Super Mario Brothers movie, I was actually hoping for a little bit better, but I'm not too disappointed of what I got. It could have been way worse, you know, be honest. And for any one of those people who are goofing for the original, like, live action Mario movie, like, it's a guilty pleasure of mine. I haven't seen it in a while, but I watched that movie so many times as a kid, and it's so goofy, and I still, if I can find it, I'll watch it again. Maybe I'll review that one again for fun, as a retro rewatch. But it was a fine movie. I had fun watching it. There wasn't too many cringe factors, you know. I was worried they were gonna modernize a lot of things. I think the only thing that got modernized was some of the music, and I wish they kind of kept it with in Act One and just kind of lets the score do its job throughout the Mushroom Kingdom scenes and stuff like that. And just the plot was a little bit more not so rushed. Certain scenes, like, I wish they took a little more time to develop some of the characters and their motivation, stuff like that, because it's just like, sure, I see that that's why you're doing this, but there's no real build up to it. Fine. All right. That's a 6. It's an average. I know I can see critically why people are like, critics are not enjoying this movie. But I'm not that harsh of a critic. I'm barely a professional critic. I'm your average person watching a movie, and I'm hoping just to have fun. I'll give my hot takes when it's a bad movie, you know. But at the end of the day, like, I just want to see a fun movie, and I did. And it, like I said, it could have been better. 6 out of 10. Let me know what you guys thought of the Super Mario Brothers movie. So, leave a comment down below if you're watching this on YouTube, if you're watching this on Spotify. There should be a poll down there. Did you think it was a good movie, or was it not your cup of tea? So, thanks again for listening or watching. Until next time, see ya.